Hello, Saints. So today I want to touch on a topic, actually a verse, 1 John 3:13. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. And I was pondering this passage today on my long trip back into the Midwest, and something stuck out to me. Notice how John, inspired by the Holy Spirit, makes no mention of a third option. He doesn't say, marvel not, my brethren, if the other Christian churches hate you. But he says, if the world hates you. I think this is important to touch on, since many people think that the church-going people or the professing Christians of the day are just a little misguided, or their heart is in the right place. If we test the fruit using the entirety of 1 John, we can see the stark difference between real born-from-above Christians and worldly people with Jesus' name slapped on the bumper of their car and plastered on their pagan church building, 2 Peter 2:1-3. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. You're either of the world or of the kingdom of God. You're either partaking of the cup of devils or of the cup of the Lord. You cannot serve two masters, and we judge a tree by its fruit, 1 Corinthians 10:21-22. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? James 4:4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. So Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world, yet why are so many professing Christians still entangled in the things of the world? John 18:36. Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. And 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? We see much hate from the professing Christians of the world, wise in their own conceit, defending their sin and false ways. What faith are they contending for? Worldliness? 1 John 4:5-6. They are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We see many hide in the John 3 darkness, refusing to step into the light so their deeds may be made manifest in the light of God's word. Is there light darkness? John 3, 19-21. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. Luke 11:34-35. The light of the body is the eye, therefore when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed therefore that the light which is in thee be not darkness. So the reason I ask these questions is to get you thinking about the two kingdoms and which kingdom most professing Christians are a part of. We see the sad fruit of compromised Christianity all over America. Make sure you're walking in the light with no part dark, saints. Luke 11:36. If thy whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. So that was my study on 1 John 3:13. I was thinking about that thought. What does it mean? Well, the world hating us. And I was thinking about, there's only two kingdoms. And I was talking about this with Brother Tupos just the other night. He brought up this awesome point. I think Sister Amen originally brought it up. And we think about the church people, the people that go to church, as somehow still kind of Christians, or like a different kind of category of the world, where it's like they're trying for truth. Their heart might be in the right place. They may be a little bit misguided, something like that. But when you really get down to it, there's only two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. You have to be born into the kingdom of God by shedding your sin, repenting, obeying the gospel. The Lord gives you his Holy Spirit. Or you'll continue to be in the world and a child of the devil, a child of disobedience. And if we test the fruit of the modern church systems, I went through some questions here you can kind of ask yourself when examining the people that claim Christ. We see that they are still of the world. They like to take the title, the name, a Christian, we're of Jesus, but they are following a false Christ, they're following a compromised religious system. And they're just of the world. They go to church 1 hour, maybe 2 hours on Sunday or Saturday, wherever it might be, or whenever it might be. And then they go right back into the world. It's almost like they've been sold the idea that if I show up 1 hour or 2 hours on Sunday, well, I got heaven locked up. That's all God needs for me. And maybe a little bit of Bible study during the week, but that's really all God wants. So they're not following a false, or they're not following the true Christ of the Bible that requires losing your life, following after him in spirit and truth. They're of the world. It's just another flavor of the world. It's false religion, just like the Buddhists, just like the Hindus, just like any other religion in the world. It's a false religion. It's just slapped the name of Jesus on it, which makes it even worse, and the judgment's going to be even worse if you claim Christ and are not following the biblical Savior, or you want an easy way to heaven or an easy believe gospel. The fire is going to be a lot hotter because you're leading a lot of people astray. You're not loving your neighbor. You're not leading them out of their sin, and they're going to end up into the lake of fire. So make sure you test yourself and test those around you. These people that go to the church buildings, people that claim Christ, are they really born of God? Or are they still of the world? Do they still love the things of the world? Are they still holding on to the flesh? These are important tests. And if you read through the entirety of 1 John, it's a really awesome book for testing who's really born of God and who's really not. It's an awesome book. So I hope this encouraged you today. I hope you have a good rest of your day or night wherever you are. And God be praised.